from the capital city of the state of Oregon, it's Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's Monday morning here at 8:06 a.m. here at KSLM here in Salem. I am filling in today for Stacy Ann. My name is Joshua Michael, co-host sometimes here on Tuesday. Just wanted to say good morning to you. And Stacy's at CPAC. I believe she's on her way back here. It's about 38 degrees here in the Salem area. If you guys caught the CPAC yesterday here with Trump, everybody's talking about it. Everybody's ranting and raving, wondering what's going to happen, what Trump is going to do, what his next move is, where do we go from here, how do we navigate through the big tech censorship, through the disinformation campaigns that are going on. We've been completely disrupted by this election, and to see Trump come out and speak for the first time, essentially, publicly, it was kind of a breath of fresh air. And, one of the best quotes that I have that I remember from yesterday is going to be where he said, "Do you miss me yet?" And it's hard to believe that it's only been 6 weeks, roughly, since Trump's been out of office. But boy, it feels like a few years already. I can't believe it. We're still kind of in shock about it. But it was a really good speech. I want to talk about that today. I want to talk about the Portland protests that are going on that nobody really seems to be talking about. Also, if you've received unemployment benefits this year, you could owe thousands to the IRS. And so that's an interesting one. There's just tons and tons and tons of news. Oregon's trying to pass a bill right now, 3296, that would increase tax on beer by nearly 3,000% and 2,000% to wine. Think about that. They shut down your business. You don't get to let anybody into your establishment. You're getting harassed by OSHA and OLCC. Oh, and by the way, now they want to tax you. They want to take all of your money. They want to crash businesses. It's really, really fascinating. And I want to get into something and talk a little bit about, it's called Operation Lockstep. It's the Rockefeller Lockstep. That is what's being implemented right now. And interestingly enough, if you look at some of the things that were written about and talked about years and years ago, you'll see kind of a correlation with what's happening. And more importantly, you can potentially see where we're going and what the next step is. These people, such as our governor here in Salem, Oregon, they're following a plan. You know, they're not just shooting off the cuff. And I'm not trying to be negative about it. And I know it's a little bit scary, but I think it's really important that we talk about it. Obviously the Trump CPAC speech was huge. Also, if you guys caught Kristi Noem's speech, fascinating. I'm going to play a couple clips of that. She is the state where the Keystone Pipeline is, and that's got shut down. And now there's communities that are being completely devastated by, you know, that shutdown and thousands and thousands and thousands of jobs being lost. But first, I'm just going to play a little quick clip of Kristi Noem's speech and what she had to say about the lockdowns, different things. She really laid it out on Anthony Fauci, as far as what the predictions were and what they really were. And here we are, guys. It's a year almost. Exactly to this lockdown, and where are we going? What are we doing? Are we going to move forward? Are we going to continue on with this insanity of listening to these so-called experts? We now have a track record to see how accurate they were and how accurate they weren't. You know, so here's a quick clip of Kristi Noem. Here we go.
Ordered a single business or church to close.
She She said she didn't order a single business or church to close.
We never instituted a shelter-in-place order. We never mandated that people wear masks. We never even defined what an essential business is, because I don't believe the governors have the authority to tell you that your business isn't essential.
That's right. All businesses are essential. All businesses are essential.
Now, South Dakota schools are no different than schools everywhere else in America. But we approached the pandemic differently. From the earliest days of the pandemic, our priority was the students, their well-being, and their education. When it was time to go back to school in the fall, we put our kids in the classroom.
Imagine that.
Teachers, administrators,
kids going to school,
and the students themselves were of one mind to make things work for our children. And the best way to do that was in the classroom.
All right, that's enough of that. But you guys kind of get the point. Basically, she didn't do all of the things that we're doing here in Oregon. And look at the disasters that are happening. Although, here we do have some good news. On my way in today, I saw a school bus. I saw a school bus going on and driving. And that was a really, really good thing to see. You know, we're kind of getting back to normal, but as we should, because the flu virus, we are out of the peak month, which is February, is the peak month, and we're out of that. You know, I got an interesting article that I'm going to share with you guys here. It says the U.S. mysteriously sees the lowest flu season on record during COVID pandemic. Despite all the warnings from Dr. Anthony Fauci, the COVID-19 and flu joining forces in 20 and 21 to create some kind of super deadly double whammy viral pandemic, it's no longer a secret at this point that the supercharged flu simply never came to pass. It never happened. And if you look and read on the article, there is some areas like San Diego that have such low numbers of flu viruses, the health authorities have demanded audits of the COVID positive patients to see whether some might have been misdiagnosed. And I know we kind of talked about that with Stacey Ann, and I'm not trying to harp too much, you know, on the pandemic. I know you guys, that's all you really talk about. But you got to remember, it's in our face. Every time you go to the grocery store, every time you try to go anywhere, this pandemic is right in your face. And so we have to address it. We have to get the leech off of our back. We have to acknowledge where we're at, what we're doing, where we're going, and what's going on, what's going to happen, what's next. Because I can tell you, they're going to relieve most of the restrictions for the summer, as you should. The flu season is almost over. When the sunlight comes out, you get something called vitamin D. And when you have vitamin D, it's really important for your health, and it helps fend off against things like viruses. So naturally, as more sunlight comes out, flu season / corona season goes down. It's a fascinating thing. And I'll tell you, yesterday, it was really nice to have a nice semi-warm day. I actually got to get in on a t-shirt, and it looks like we're going to have more of that this week. Which is awesome if you're able to burn some of the debris that you have out there and things like that. But according to the CDC, the cumulative positive influenza test rate from late September into the week of December 19th was just 0.2% compared to 8.7% from a year before. And that's a Zero Hedge article, if you guys want to check that out. Called U.S. Mysteriously Sees Lowest Flu Season on Record During the COVID Pandemic. One thing that I do want to cover today, here at the station, we're always open for feedback, and we're always looking for your feedback. And so if you have any recommendations, if you have anything that you want to speak about, if you want to call in, that's great. We would love to have you call in. And if you do, I have a couple rules, not necessarily rules, just suggestions to kind of help that experience better. First of all, we're gonna try to do 30 seconds to a minute. You can say your point or ask your question. You can call the line here at 503-589-1220. The other thing is if you're talking on a cell phone, make sure you're not talking on speakerphone or Bluetooth. It's really important, you know, guys, when you call in, that we are able to get the clearest voice and clearest speech that we can. So when you call in, put the phone to your ear and make sure the radio is off in the background so we don't get any feedback. Be ready for us. Be ready for me. I'll call on you and I'll do the best that I can to get all of your questions and comments. If you want to visit us on the website, it's kslm.news, Facebook, KSLM Radio. And you can also send a message to Stacy at kslm.news. Now, she is likely getting on a plane right now and heading back from CPAC, and I know she has a ton of stories. I know that she met with Laura Loomer, who is a huge advocate out in Florida. She ran for Congress and unfortunately lost. However, she is a fighter and has announced last week that she was going to be running again here in the next election in 2022. Now, she is a force to be reckoned with. She was the most censored person on the internet. Laura Loomer, try to look her up. I think you can go to Loomered, Loomered.com. I'm going to try to get her on the show with us here in the next week or so. So that's going to be fascinating to kind of hear her story and kind of bring home some things that, you know, maybe people don't understand what's really happening and what's going on. You know, as I said with Stacy, this place is a beacon and going to be a beacon of light. I know Jeff kind of mentioned it here on the previous show. This place will be the beacon and it will be a resource as the censorship continues. You know, I don't know if you guys were able to catch the CPAC video, but, you know, it's all over the internet. And when you hold their feet to the fire, when you hold these people's feet to the fire, they really have to answer. So we're talking about CPAC. We're talking about the shutdown. We're talking about the future. We're talking about a lot of different things. What was your favorite thing about Trump's speech yesterday or the whole weekend? I'd like to open the phone lines up, 503-589-1220. What did you think about that? Did you like it? Do you like that Trump, you know, came back? Do you think that he's the leader of the Republican Party? About 92% to 96% of the Republicans think so. He is definitely the leader, and he has a lot of interesting points and experiences that he's going to talk about. Well, we're getting ready to go to break here. Thank you guys very much for listening. Joshua Michael, KSLM. Got about a minute. And then we'll see you when you get back.
Good morning. It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day. This morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. If you're just joining us, it's Monday, March 1st. My name is Joshua Michael. I'm here hosting in for Stacy Ann. She is on her way back from CPAC, and so we look forward to having her back. There is a ton and ton and ton of information coming out of that. I think that was a successful event. What do you guys think? Did you catch any other videos, you know, besides Trump speaking yesterday? And what are your thoughts on, I don't know if you've seen this, the owners of the building, they came on and they made an announcement basically stating everybody needs to wear their mask and it's a private property. And private property means that they can enforce whatever they want. And so it's really fascinating to see that when, you know, the Republican Party is pretty much known for you know, kind of pushing back, and more the red states are the least mandates, have had the least lockdowns, and also have had the least amount of sickness in their states because of that. You know, we talked about Fauci doing a study, I think it was in 2008 or 2003, in correlation with the Spanish flu, and talking about 60+% of the people that got sick during that time period, because I know everybody talks about it, and realized that they did wear masks back then. But he concluded that a lot of it was an ammonia-induced bacteria that led to a lot of deaths because of the masks. So, you know, when you're putting that mask in your pocket, or, you know, you made it out of a t-shirt, realize that that may not necessarily be helping. It might make things worse. How dare you have common sense or question authority? Man arrested for claims he was strip searched for going for a walk too far from home. Now, we've seen this, if you guys have looked at any national stories, I know this is happening a lot in Australia, that they're actually having quarantine zones to where you cannot leave more than 2, 3, 4 miles from your house. And if you do, you're getting arrested. And the way that they do that is through your smartphone. They track you through your smartphone. You accept your smartphone. You go home and you watch your smart TV that also watches and listens to you. And the cycle continues. You wonder how they're going to be enforcing this stuff. All you have to do is simply look down. And you're more than likely looking down right now at your phone, trying to find content, trying to find data. It's a real problem, and these people think that they have you. And I think it's important that we push back on that. So we have the Eugene bartenders talking about this 3,000% tax hike here in Oregon. A Eugene bartender, the House Bill 3296, legislation that would increase tax on beer by nearly 3,000%. And this guy, Trev Sports Bar down in Eugene, he said, "It's the most pointless thing that I've ever heard. We should have the right to go out and have a beer and not be charged an outrageous amount." And why for the tax? Why the sudden tax? What does the tax have to do with anything? It's completely wrong. It's absolutely absurd. But the local bartenders believe that the new tax wouldn't solve problems related to alcohol consumption. So what are they trying to do? They're trying to tax you. Essentially, their reasoning is that they don't want you to drink as much. And so the way that the government is going to regulate you is tax you so you don't drink as much. I mean, come on, guys. That makes so much sense. What happened to our liberties and freedom? What happened to our Constitution? What happened to our ability to be able to make those decisions? We all make decisions despite how much the government would like to make them all. And in fact, they have essentially bamboozled us into believing that a big, scary virus is going to take us out. And so we need to stay at home. And, you know, but if you look at the things that Bill Gates said in October in Event 201 in 2019, he talks about a pandemic being released out into the world. They do a full simulation in cohorts with that and literally talk about a play-by-play of what unfolded 3-4 months later. Now, is that coincidence? I don't know. I don't know. But then you look 10 years earlier on Operation Lockstep, and you got the Rockefeller Foundation literally talking about that very thing as well, and talking about how they're going to use corporate infrastructure to regulate over governments to restrict your movement, to restrict your economy, to essentially deem everything irrelevant besides the big national corporations. And lo and behold, what do you see? You got Walmart open, Target open, all the major food chains. But then you have small businesses down the street that are struggling. And, you know, one of the key things that I want to focus on, and I know, you know, everybody's talking about the CPAC and the Trump movement, and what's going to happen, and is he going to run again, and who knows? And he made some really good points, and he is a huge battering ram against this global bureaucracy that's trying to take everything over. He's a huge advocate for that, and that's why they had to steal the election and get him out. But the most important thing that we need to focus on is ourselves and our local communities and our local businesses. How are we going to focus within ourselves locally to be able to make a difference? The way some people do it is they speak out against it. Others just, you know, counter that. But the good news is that a lot of the things that have been going on and a lot of the things that you listeners have been saying and doing is really starting to resonate with the rest of the population. And so what are they doing? They're starting to lessen the restrictions because of what we're doing, because of the energy that we're putting into that, because of you, because of the listeners that are engaged every day to, you know, question these things and push these things forward. Now, I know my message is going to be a little bit different than Stacey Ann's, but we're going to come back. I'm going to take some calls. Thank you guys very much for tuning in. My name is Joshua Michael here at KSLM. News that you can use. We'll see you when you come back. You are listening to KSLM News Talk Radio, March 1st, 2021, 8:35 a.m. My name is Joshua Michael, filling in here for Stacey Ann. Hope you guys are enjoying your morning, getting your morning coffee going, and picking up on the news with the jam-packed weekend of information. It just seems like every day information is just accelerating, doesn't it? Doesn't it feel like as you know, the days go on, they seem there's just so many things going on. So on top of the whole CPAC thing, you know, the unemployment owing to the IRS that they're announcing, the riots that happened in Portland over the weekend. It wasn't crazy, but it's just really interesting that this is still going on, because we have to remember, we were told that this was Trump's fault. We were told that it's Trump that's causing the riots. Yet Trump is not and nowhere to be found besides CPAC yesterday. He's been gone for 6 weeks. Yet they're still rioting, protesting, breaking buildings. You know, it's absolutely fascinating to see that this is still going on. So why is nobody reporting it? Why is nobody talking about it? Because they have nobody to blame yet. Just wait until the hijacked Republican Party, which Trump hijacked it. It's now the Trump Republican Party. Wait till the next wave of patriots comes through. What are they going to do then? And it's already starting to happen. It's already starting to happen. You can hear the resonance with a lot of the speeches going on in CPAC. People are sick of what's going on. They're disgusted by the amount of voter fraud, that they didn't acknowledge it, and just the lies and lies and lies of misinformation going on with the mainstream media. People are getting tired of it, and you're starting to see that, which is great news. So the thing to remember is the best of times and the worst of times is we are in a time where it seems like there's no hope for the future. There's no place that we can go. But realize the reason that you're seeing that and the reason that you're experiencing that is because we are starting to push back and gain ground. They're scared of our speech. They're scared of the truth getting out there, which is why they're censoring in droves in every way that they can. They're literally trying to get into your phone to where you cannot communicate. And I know I harp on that a lot, but it is the key to everything, because we don't want a violent revolution. We want an information revolution. We want facts. We want prosperity. We want liberty and all of these things. And the way that we do that is we spread those ideas. But if we are getting shut down in our ability to spread those ideas, it becomes harder and harder. However, just like a plant that it goes through a hard winter, it comes back even stronger. And so it's important to remember that our base and the foundation and the fundamental principles in which this country was founded upon are being rediscovered right now. And we've had to go through the dark tunnels in order to experience that and know that. And so liberty is stronger and louder than ever. It's a really beautiful thing to see. So we got a caller. I'm going to grab the caller here if I can figure this out. And we're going to see what he has to say. Caller, you're on the air.
I think it's interesting. You speak about the convention. I believe they're in the convention center in Orlando. Do you know if that's true or not?
It's one of the convention centers, yes. But did you see the speech that they gave prior to the start of CPAC? And, you know, we're talking about that it's their private property and they need to enforce the masks because it's their private property.
Now, I saw part of that. Was that the convention center or was that an associate hotel?
I believe it was the convention center because they were
because
on the podium.
See, the convention center, I've been in that convention center. That's mm-hmm. run by the city and the mayor, who is, of course, not with his governor because he's a Democrat.
Yep.
And I don't know. Here's the truth to me. Is he trying to really protect his city and Disney World, which is right not very far from there because the convention center is ground zero for Orlando?
Mm-hmm.
Is he being honest with himself and his people, or is he a fraud? Strictly because he wants to push his agenda with the party that's now in control.
And that's what I think it's really about, is control. You know, they do all this stuff in the name of liberty and the name of our safety. But, you know, what's the famous saying is, you know, I'm from the government, I'm here to help, you know.
Yeah, but what's the breach of all these governors that were involved with Fauci and the foundation for Bill Gates working together with them? It's obviously it was all a coup. Will the loss of Newsom, because there are almost 2 million signatures to get rid of him,
mm-hmm.
will that be the breach to break these governors on especially the West Coast to start?
That's a great point. You know, they're not able to hold the line. Their fraud is being exposed, and so it's really fascinating to see what will happen. And like I said, you know, I'm seeing it. What do you think?
It's the West Coast junta. These three governors on the West Coast. It's a junta, and the big charge is, of course, Newsom. If he comes down, then the other two governors may not come down, but they have to stop the nonsense they're doing to their population,
yep.
the businesses and the churches.
Yep, absolutely. Especially when you see Kristi Noem coming out saying, we didn't do any of that. All businesses are essential. And, you know, we have, they said that it was going to be this many deaths and there was only this many. And, you know, pretty much everything Fauci says is BS.
It was all trash talk.
That's
Every
right.
bit of it was trash talk.
Yep.
To get a nice salary, a black sedan, and $7 million homes.
Yep. What's our future worth? That's what he's getting paid in. That's what he's getting
exactly.
paid off for. That's right.
We're all sick of it.
Yep. Well, I'm glad to hear it. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. Take care. Yeah. And so that's really it, folks, is that, you know, the whole agenda that they rolled out this whole nonsense of locking us down and it was only going to be 2 weeks and flatten the curve and all the nonsense. You got to remember, when this thing first was rolling out, when I was tracking it back in December of 2019, before nobody even was talking about COVID, before they were talking about the coronavirus, anything, if you were watching the propaganda, I call it propaganda now, because we know what it was. There were videos of people in China collapsing in the streets. They were barricading people into their homes and into their apartments and literally locking people in and physically pushing people into their homes and not letting them out. And then they were dragging them out, and it was all this hysteria. And the world was like, what in name is this? This is unbelievable. And it was scary and it was terrifying. But then here we have it. It shows up and we do this massive lockdown. We don't know what it is. Everybody's scrambling. We were all caught flat-footed and we don't know what to do. And then as time went on, it was going, wait a minute. Then India came out in May, the Indian scientists, and they said, wow, this thing's like a hybrid, crazy, you know, contraption. It's like a test tube is what the coronavirus was dissected at. And then it came out that the death rate wasn't like what they said. It was supposed to be 2.5%. Now it's 0.001%. And then now we have it to where no flus are being reported. Nobody's reporting the flu. So the coronavirus mysteriously just disabled the flu. So we don't see that anymore. So it's just all these things that are kind of tied together. And then you have the big corporations that are staying open. They're sewing up all the markets. They're shutting down all the small businesses. Their small businesses are being bullied in droves. And then what do you do? You know, they're censoring everything. They're not letting people speak. This is an organized plan, folks. It's a plan, and I know it's scary, and I'm not trying to scare you. But once you understand what it is, you understand where they're going and what they're doing. And they're like rats hiding in the light. And you're shining the flashlight on them. That's all we're doing. They're creeping around and trying to corral us into this cage, which we're Americans, we're Oregonians. We don't belong in cages. We're human beings, okay? So it's really important to remember that and realize that, you know, we have to start pushing back against this and speaking out against it. We got another caller. Caller, what's your name? Hello? Hold on, guys. I'm just trying to figure this out here. And no, it's not going to work. All right. So I know I mentioned a little bit earlier, if you've received unemployment benefits this year, you could owe thousands to the IRS. And let me explain to you how this works. Millions of Americans, about 40 million Americans, received unemployment because of the lockdown. So people were locked down. Then they had to go stay at home. And what happens? Oh, they get on unemployment. And remember that extra little bump that you got in your paycheck that you're like, oh, this is great. I'm making more money on unemployment than I was working. Remember that? And everybody's like, I don't need to go to work. Why would I go to work? I'm making more money being on unemployment, doing nothing, than going into work and slaving for the man or whatever your job is, right? How does that make sense? How does that incentivize or stimulate an economy? What it creates is docile people that don't want to work. And now what do we have? We have everybody's getting comfortable. They want to stay at home. So we're going to come back here and talk about this a little bit. Got a couple more calls coming in. You're listening to KSLM. My name's Joshua Michael. It is March 1st, 2021, 8:47 a.m. And I hope you're having a good morning, and I'll talk to you soon.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day.
Good morning. Good morning. 8:50 a.m. My name's Joshua Michael. Here at the KSLM News Headquarters Station. News that you can use, 1220 AM, 104.3 FM. And we got a caller here. I'm going to jump right in and see if we can get this caller. Hey, caller, what's your name?
This is Ron.
Hey, Ron, how you doing?
My brother. My question is this. I think I'm going to hit two things. Number one, it's pretty ironic. All of a sudden, numbers, even California opening back up, after the WHO, the day of inauguration, that says, oh, we overestimate the estimate on how to figure out the Wuhan virus, but from our mRNA look. We never use mRNA to look for viruses or anything in nature. And this is all about control. This is about making you submissive, making you live in fear, so you can comply to the state.
Absolutely.
We are free Americans. We do not we be judged by our character, not by our color of skin, content of our character. And we are Americans, not Chinese, not globalists, not CCP. And the whole thing is this. The Democrat Party in this state is lockstep, like in all the 16 other states that have the worst economies.
Absolutely.
I'll leave it at that.
And that's why they want to lockstep for a lockdown. And that's why they need to get things locked down. Because if this information gets out, which is why they're censoring so much and why they didn't like how Trump spoke and the things that he talked about. And yeah, he was a little rough around the edges, some would say. I personally didn't have any problems with anything that he would say. Like, he calls it like it is. If you look at the speech yesterday, he calls it like it is. They can't have a real American citizen out there, which he's a citizen now, speaking the truth, because it completely derails the socialism that they're trying to do. And as everybody knows, socialism is the spiral into communism, and that's what they want, and that's why they keep referencing China on everything. Oh, China's so great. They are communist, folks. They are communist, okay? And communist is, you know, the fundamental foundation of slavery, where they have an elite class and then everybody else. And so if you think that that's good, maybe you should go there and experience that for what it is. You know, we are spiraling toward that, and that's what they're trying to do. That is the end goal, in my opinion. So, if you received unemployment last year, those extra $600 and $300 enhanced benefit that the lawmakers approved, well, guess what? They didn't charge you taxes for it, and so now you're going to owe. So how does that make you feel? It's just unbelievable, folks. You know, they'll never let you get a leg up until we can band together. And I think it's more important now than ever, you know, to figure out your lines of communication, to figure out where you stand, get to know your neighbors. It's so important now more than ever. Most states waive the income tax for unemployment checks, but states like California, Montana, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Virginia, but not Oregon. Not Oregon, folks. So one little thing I just wanted to mention. You guys remember that nurse that took the vaccine, and she was talking about how great the vaccine was, and then she collapsed. You know, there's some interesting things going around on the internet right now. The Tennessee nurse fainting during the live TV interview after receiving the COVID-19 vaccine. Her name was Tiffany Dover. So, interesting thing. Ever since that day, some people speculate that she's not with us anymore, which I don't know. You can't confirm or deny. She just posted something really interesting on her Instagram over the weekend. It was a picture of her up in the mountains skiing in Colorado. She has her goggles on, her face goggles. You can't see anything but her hair, and it's just an interesting thing. So the post said, meet me on the other side of paradise. What does that mean? You know, and then everybody's commenting, you know, we don't believe lies. You know, it's just it's really interesting. And you know, it's all the misinformation surrounding this vaccine. And, you know, we have Johnson & Johnson that just approved another vaccine, and everybody thinks that the vaccine's going to save them. Yet, Anthony Fauci says, well, doesn't matter that you got the vaccine. You still cannot go out. We still want you to order takeout and wear a double mask and still social distance, and you'll never be able to have a normal congregation of people again. And, oh, yeah, but you got your vaccine. That's great. Oh, and you're going to need to get another one. Oh, and then you're going to have to get one every month. And, oh, by the way, you know, we're just going to put you on, you know, monthly paychecks to the government, and we're going to make your job obsolete. You know, it's just, it never is going to end until we allow for it to end. And it's really great. You know, it's really great. You callers are calling in and are making some great points. So one thing I do want to end on is that those Portland protests going on in Portland over the weekend. There's dozens and dozens of people demonstrating against the immigration policy under Biden administration in the Pearl District downtown. Now, I don't know if you guys have ever been to the Pearl District, but it used to be pretty nice. Now I think it's just boarded up windows and walls and spray paint with a bunch of Antifa people walking around. You know, it's just, it's absolutely absurd with what's happening. But the good news is that we're not letting them bully us the way that they used to. They're not getting away with it. If you've seen Wendy Williams over the weekend, she was on, I think it was last Friday, she was on with Dr. Oz. Did you see this? No. Dr. Oz was asking her, hey, oh, by the way, when are you going to get your vaccine? And let's see what she had to say.
So, are you planning on getting your vaccine?
No.
No.
No. I don't trust it. I've never gotten the flu shot either, though, and you and I have talked about that, and several of the doctors on my team talked to me about, Wendy, we'll get the flu shot. I've never had the flu. I'm not getting a flu shot. I very rarely get a cold. I never have headaches. I don't take an aspirin because I feel my heart murmur or something like that. I'm not getting, no,
look at
I
him.
Don't trust it.
He's like,
Yeah.
So let me go back to vaccines for a second, because what you say and believe is so important to a lot of people. I mean, millions and millions of Americans are going to say, Wendy Williams didn't get a vaccine,
how
so I don't want to
you?
Get a vaccine. So let me just ask you.
How dare you go on TV?
If there's anything that could happen that would make you feel comfortable.
Orders.
10 million people get vaccinated without a problem. Your neighbor gets vaccinated. A sibling, your son gets vaccinated. Someone that's dear to you gets
notice
vaccinated.
Notice how they always talk
well,
in hypotheticals.
Make you think, you know,
they're
just
always
to get past
talking,
the hassle
what if, what
of having
this?
To lie on my
what
back,
this?
Recovering from
what
COVID.
About 2.5 million deaths?
Maybe not recovering. Is not worth
ends
the risk
being
that I might actually
60,
consider
000.
This vaccine.
I'm not getting the vaccine. Listen, 10 million people and more have the flu vaccine, and how many people per year catch the flu? You know, I'm not getting the vaccine, Dr. Oz. I'm not. I don't trust it.
Thank you.
And is there something?
Thank you, Wendy Williams. And thank you, Salem. Thanks for letting me host here. Joshua Michael here, KSLM 104.3, 1220 AM. Hope you have a wonderful Monday. Stay tuned. We'll have Stacey next week, tomorrow. She'll be in here tomorrow, and I'll be in here with her, Lord willing. Have a wonderful day. There ain't no doubt.